Here's why generic and descriptive names are a problem for trademarks. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, or USPTO, won't grant trademark protection to business names that are purely generic, for example, the coffee shop for a cafe, or merely descriptive without acquired distinctiveness, such as cold and refreshing for a bottled water brand. And here's why. Number one, generic names can't be owned. A generic term is simply the common name for a product or service. That means no one business can claim exclusive rights to something like pizza restaurant or lawn care services, because those terms must remain available for everyone in the industry to use. Now, you can have those in your name, but you'd better also have something non-generic and non-descriptive with them, like Bluebird Pizza Restaurant. You know, unless you're in a town named Bluebird, because locations are also a no-go as generic. Number two, descriptive names are weak. A name that merely describes the goods or services, like Tasty Burgers for a fast food joint, will face serious hurdles in the trademark process. The USPTO may reject it unless you can prove that customers associate the name specifically with your business over time, which often requires years of strong marketing and consumer recognition. Take the case of Booking.com. Initially, Booking was deemed too generic to trademark. However, the company was able to prove through extensive evidence that consumers recognized Booking.com as a distinct brand rather than just a category of service. This is an exception, not the rule. Most businesses don't have the resources to establish this level of brand recognition, especially at the beginning. Now, this discussion of generic trademarks is different from how a trademark can become generic, which is known as genericide, and that's a topic for another post.